Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary number 1018. I frequently feel that certain persons are praying for me. I experience this suddenly in my soul, but I do not always know which person is interceding for me. I also know when some person has trouble because of something that has to do with me. Of this, I am inwardly aware, even though the distance that separates us is very great. March 18, 1937. I have come to know that I have received a certain grace that brings me into great intimacy and communion with the Lord. He gives me to know this by means of an interior light. He allows me to know His greatness and holiness, and how graciously He lowers Himself to me. He gives me an exclusive knowledge of His love for me, and of how He is Lord of absolutely all things, and also of how He gives Himself to a soul while suspending all the laws of nature. He acts as He wills. I understand the spiritual espousal of a soul with God, which has no exterior manifestation. It is a purely interior act between the soul and God. This grace has drawn me into the very burning center of God's love. I have come to understand His Trinitarian quality and the absolute oneness of His being. This grace is different from all other graces. It is so extremely spiritual that my inaccurate description knows not how to express even a shade of it. I have such a strong desire to hide myself that I would like to live as though I did not exist. I feel a strange inner urge to hide myself as deeply as possible so as to be known only to the heart of Jesus. I want to be a quiet little dwelling place for Jesus to rest in. I shall admit nothing that might awaken my beloved. My concealment gives me a chance to commune constantly and exclusively with my bridegroom. I commune with creatures in so far as it is pleasing to Him. My heart has come to love the Lord with the full force of love, and I know no other love, because it is from the beginning that my soul has sunk deeply in the Lord as in its only treasure. Although outwardly I meet with many sufferings and various adversities, this does not, however, lessen my interior life for a moment, nor disturb my inner silence. I do not fear at all being abandoned by creatures, because even if all abandoned me, I would not be alone, for the Lord is with me. And even if the Lord were to hide, love will know how to find Him. For love knows no gates or guards. Even the keen-eyed cherub himself, with his flaming sword, will not stop love. It will work its way through wilderness and scorching heat, through storm, thunder, and darkness, and will reach the source from which it came. And there it will endure forever. All things will come to an end, but love never. Today I received some oranges. When the sister had left, I thought to myself, should I eat the oranges instead of doing penance and mortifying myself during Holy Lent? After all, I am feeling a bit better. Then I heard a voice in my soul. My daughter, you please me more by eating the oranges out of obedience and love of me than by fasting and mortifying yourself of your own will. A soul that loves me very much must, ought to live by my will. I know your heart, and I know that it will not be satisfied by anything but my love alone. I would not know how to live without the Lord. Jesus often visits me in this seclusion, teaches me, reassures me, rebukes me, and admonishes me. He himself forms my heart according to his divine wishes and likings, but always with much goodness and mercy. Our hearts are fused as one." Faustina is given a special grace here by God to know when people are praying for her or how someone has trouble because of something to do with her. Father Sopochko wrote that St. Faustina received special graces from the Lord, such as visions, illuminations, enlightenment, hearing inner voices. Here she is speaking about interior knowledge of events touching the people related to her. Faustina is also given a knowledge of God and of her relationship with him. It is so deeply spiritual she has a hard time describing it in words, because it is not of this world. She understands as well the spiritual espousal of the soul to God. This is what we all should be striving for on the path of the spiritual life. Faustina wants to hide from the world, so in effect she can live simply in communion with God. She wants to begin to live the heavenly life here on earth. Her sufferings do not disturb her inner life and her connection with God. We can imagine the sufferings of Jesus on the cross while he maintained his inner connection with the Father. And then St. Faustina writes of having received oranges as a gift from one of the other sisters, but since it was Lent, normally she wouldn't have a treat like that. Oranges would be considered almost like a candy or a sweet. But Jesus wanted her to eat them out of obedience. His will is what counts above all other sacrifices. And Jesus knows that Faustina lives only for him and not for the treats of this world. And then Faustina writes of the suffering that she experiences because of her seclusion from her community. But what sustains her is the constant presence of Jesus. And even though she's sick in the hospital, she has time on her hands to be able to be focused entirely on the Lord.